You're listening to the Spa Strong podcast, where we empower estheticians to become badass beauty CEOs and build profitable, thriving businesses. We're your hosts, Melissa Ellis, licensed master esthetician.
And I'm Royal Ellis, former police officer. Together, we will help you achieve total aesthetics badassery. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with the other beauty professionals you know. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's do this shit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Spa Strong podcast. How are you doing?
We're so happy you're here with us today. And we have an incredible guest for you. But first, you know what to do. If you're loving the Spa Strong podcast, then leave us a five-star review.
Make sure you tell everybody, all your SD besties, all the other beauty pros you know, so we can help more people.
And we can't wait to see that five-star review from you.
Let's go. Let's
go. Okay, wonderful. So today we have the pleasure of speaking with Nikki Helton. Nikki is a results-based esthetician specializing in corrective procedures and easy skincare. She has an athlete-focused client base and works with clients through their competing seasons to ensure optimal skin health and resiliency. Nikki, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. And I just have to say, I'm so excited about this topic. It is one that I think is really so important for estheticians to understand. And what better person to ask to talk about this than you? So it's going to be good.
Yes. So let's start off easy. All right. So tell everybody, we know a little bit, right? But tell everybody what led you to the beauty industry to begin with.
So I've always been super into makeup. I've always loved it. About 8 years ago, I decided to go full send on being a makeup artist and went to makeup artistry school, and then mostly focused on weddings and like there's a lot of commercial work here in the Boise area. So I did a lot of that. And then personally myself, when I moved into being a bodybuilder about 5 years ago, I did a lot of work with makeup that way, but then just kind of fell out of love with doing makeup full time and then moved into being an esthetician. And it just kind of became like the perfect marriage of moving out of makeup and moving into skin. And then the further into bodybuilding and powerlifting I got, the more I kept finding there's a big gap in like the beauty industry for that group of people. Which is surprising given how like bodybuilding, it's all encompassing. It's not just diet. It's not just exercise. It's not just training and shows. It's all encompassing. So, but people don't know how to help people that's what they're doing with their life. So it just has kind of been a natural progression of moving from the pretty side of the beauty industry into more of like the science side of it. And then it's something that interests me personally because it's what I love to spend my time doing. So yeah, it's just been a natural, easy progression.
Nice.
I love it. I love it. And okay. So first of all, I have to say, I love the first part of your progression, especially because I also started as a makeup artist and then fell out of love with it and went into skincare. So I'm absolutely with you there. But I love that you are recognizing this need inside of the athletic and bodybuilding community for help with their skin and everything. So tell us really quick about your athletic experience, like how you got into it and then how you started picking up on the need for estheticians who understand athletes.
Well, I got into it. I've always loved working out. And it's always been something that I enjoyed, but I always mostly just did like group fitness classes at the gym. And then in 2017, I had just gone through a divorce and I had never really lost the baby weight from having my second kiddo in 2016. And I went to bend over to tie my shoes one day. And I'm one of those lucky fat people where I get fat everywhere. So I didn't realize it wasn't all in my butt or my legs or my belly. It was everywhere. So I knew that I had gained weight, but I didn't really understand how much weight I had gained. And so I had bent over to tie my shoes. And I couldn't bend over my knees like directly. And so I had to like lean off to the side. And I distinctly remember leaning off to the side and like labor breathing to tie my freaking shoes. And I was like, okay, girl, you are a mess. You've got to figure this out. So there's a really big bodybuilding community in the Boise area. Bodybuilding.com is headquartered here. And so my gym in particular is a bodybuilding and powerlifting gym, but a girlfriend of mine had started bodybuilding, and we lived next door to each other for years, and I had watched her yo-yo diet for years. And then all of a sudden she wasn't yo-yoing anymore, and she was looking hot as hell. And I was like, what is going on over there?
Yeah.
So I asked her, like, what are you doing? And she's like, I started bodybuilding. And she's like, it's been great. She shared her trainer's information, and it was exactly what I needed to, like, kind of heal my heart and my soul through going through a divorce. And then, like, when I started, it was like, I just want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. But my trainer just kept saying, like, he's like, you need to have a better attitude. And I'm like, dude, I am like the most positive, plucky person that there's ever been. And he kept telling me, like, have a better attitude. I'm like, I have a great attitude. But what really happened is about 3 months in, he was like, you have to let this in on the inside. He's like, yes, losing weight is great. He's like, but you need to be healthy from the inside out. And he was like, that's why you're here. And he's like, I have thyroid issues, so I'm a pretty high risk of type 2 diabetes. And so he was like, you can't just lose weight and then, like, that's the end of the story. He's like, you have to fix your heart. You have to be here for the right reasons. And him really, like, sitting me down and having that conversation, I was like, oh. So I let it in and I let it completely change my life. And I mean, it became like a complete lifestyle shift. And like, my kids were really little at the time, so they were coming to the gym with me and watching me. And then I like started watching all these girls that are, cause my gym is a competing gym. So I'm watching all these girls like dance around in their sparkly bikinis. I'm like, what the hell is happening? But it's the most amazing thing to watch these women. Cause I've never competed, but watch these women go through their off season and move into their preps, and like their bodies just change in incredible ways. And it's just the dedication that you watch these people go through these, and then in powerlifting, which is what I do now, to watch what people put their bodies through, it's just amazing. But then on the other side, I have all these girlfriends at the gym who are like, my skin is freaking out. I don't know what to do. And at first it was, well, what makeup can I do to fix it or to cover it? And then I was like, well, what if we fix it? And so because I eat the way they eat and they train the way they train, and I see what they're doing day in and day out and where their priorities lie and what they're willing to do to make the stage happen, to make the platform wins happen. When I see what they're willing to do, then I was like, okay, well, let's troubleshoot and figure out what it is that it's going to be. Because oddly enough, for how in tune with their bodies our bodybuilders are, they like forget that like their skin is an organ and that they're putting their entire, every single system in their body through unbelievable amount of stress. So just educating them about, like, you have to remember you have more stressors than just these muscle stressors. Like, so teaching them about their hormones, teaching them about, you know, what they're truly putting their body through, and teaching them about the right and wrong supplements, and being honest with, you know, being honest with me and being honest with them. Like, if you're going to use steroids, that's fine. That's your choice. But these are the things that you're doing to your skin by doing that.
Yeah.
And just coming at it from a place of like, no judgment, no, like, just complete, like, cause I mean, I have plenty of clients that use steroids, that use, you know, all sorts of different supplements, that are on different types of medications and stuff like that. Whatever you're doing, that's fine. But you have to realize, like, these are, you know, if this is where you want to be, these are the things that you're going to have to do. And this is how you can incorporate it into your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So it's definitely been one of those things where it's like, no judgment, completely, like, being completely honest on both sides. And that's the first thing I'll tell a new bodybuilder client is like, if you want me to help you, you have to be honest with me. And that means telling me if you're on gear, telling me what supplements you're taking, being honest with how you sleep, how you work out, like all of that stuff. And then being honest, if I'm going to give you something to do, adding it into your program. So I honestly will have them give me their program and I will add in their skincare onto their program.
Love.
So it's like,
okay. I'm obsessed with everything you're saying right now, Nikki. I mean, and I power lift, as you know, and I don't compete or anything like that. I do it for me and for my health.
Yeah.
But
same.
It makes it really does affect other areas of your body and other aspects of your life outside of just your muscles. Like
yeah.
you are dealing with stress, and stress, of course, affects your skin, the way that you eat, the way that you sweat. I mean, all of this affects your mm-hmm. skin and your physical appearance. And so I really want to talk about what you were saying. Like, you have some clients that are on steroids, or they might be on test, or like, or testosterone, or, you know, other things like that. And you are providing a safe, judgment-free, shame-free space mm-hmm. for you to partner with them
yeah.
to help them achieve their skincare goals. And mm-hmm. this is so important to discuss, because as estheticians, whether you're working with athletes or people who have different lifestyle choices than you or beliefs than you, you cannot shame your clients because they make choices that are different. You have to create a partnership where it's like, okay, you're on steroids. Maybe that's not the best for your skin, but I understand that's important to you. So I'm going to do what I can to help you still be able to see great results, even though that is a part of your life, and I'm not going to ask or require you to change it.
Yeah.
That's huge. Well,
yeah, you have to, like, I have a lot of clients that have come to me from other estheticians, and their estheticians will just throw their hands up when they find out that their client is on steroids. And like, I mean, I'm very blunt and very real with my clients, and I tell them 100%, like, I'm not judging you, but if you're not going to change how much testosterone you're injecting every week, you're going to deal with this acne. And like, I can help you manage it. I can help you adjust different things. And I'm also going to say, like, if you're going to be doing these things, you need to be going and making sure that you're testing your hormones regularly every, you know, 60 to 120 days to make sure that you're not doing long-term damage. But that's the thing, is as soon as you explain it to people, because they're going to do it anyway, yeah. whatever your client's thing is, whether they're not going to stop smoking cigarettes, whether they're not going to change their diet, whether they're not going to stop drinking, like all of that stuff, like they're going to do what they're going to do. And they're either going to be honest with you or they're going to lie to you. So, mm-hmm. and like, as estheticians, we know when they're lying, like we know that you're not smoking.
Right.
We know that you had 3 glasses of wine last night. Like, so like, either be honest or don't, but like, that's the biggest thing I'm asking from my clients, and whether they're my athlete clients or not, is just be honest with me. Because if you're not going to be honest, there's no point in me microneedling you today if you had 3 glasses of wine last night, because I'm just going to take your money and you're not going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest thing, is like, you have to communicate to your clients, because we know more than they know. And skin is something that is so deeply personal, and it's so, there's so many feelings attached to it. So the second you introduce any kind of judgment into that, you've lost your person, yeah, because how they feel and how cared for they feel with you is way more important than the results that you're going to get from them.
It's so true. It's so true. And this is why I was so excited to have you on the podcast, because obviously you know all of this from experience of being an athlete, working with athletes, you know, all of that. But we have a lot of estheticians that we work with or that are in our audience who are not athletes, and yeah. they don't know what that is like. And so it's really easy for them to say, well, I can't work with this person because, you know, they're doing this, or I don't think they yeah. should do that. Mm-hmm. And so for you to be able to come on here with your perspective of, these people have different lifestyles from you, that's okay, and we need to create a safe space so that we can do whatever is possible for us Absolutely. To help them, even if they're not going to change. And I want all of you who are listening, who maybe aren't athletes, but you're working with athletes, or you've thought like, oh, I could go, you know, partner with the gym and start getting athletic clients. Nikki is here for a reason today. Okay, y'all, I want you to be successful if these are the kind of people that you want to be working with, because they need help from beauty professionals. They really do. And I mean, especially in the bodybuilding space, where they're combating their skin issues, but trying to prep for competitions, they need to look their best from head to toe during these competitions. So they need skincare support, but they've got to go to somebody that they can trust. And they've got to go to somebody who helps them feel safe. And we want you to be able to provide that space for them, even if you don't have that same athletic experience. So, okay, sorry, little tangent there.
You're good. You're passionate.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. As esthetician coaches, we are here to help you make multiple six figures, get fully booked, become retail selling machines, and change more clients' lives.
Listen to what other estheticians are saying about our one-on-one coaching program, the Spa Strong Bootcamp.
With Melissa and Royal, I've been able to invent and start selling a $1,200 package.
I haven't had issues with rebooking or having them come back and seeing my reoccurring clients.
I was able to leave my full-time job and go completely full-time with my skin studio.
I've been selling more product in these past few months of being in quarantine than I was my last few months of being open.
Not only has my income increased, but also my confidence. I feel more comfortable selling products to my clients. So I highly recommend working with Spa Strong.
Ready to stop dreaming of spa business success and start living it? Go to www.spa-strong.com/discovery call or click the link in our Instagram bio to book a free esthetician discovery call now.
So what lifestyle aspects do estheticians need to, you know, be aware of when, you know, trying to get clients that are athletes?
Well, the biggest thing is like when you're dealing with, even like for me, I'm not a competitor. I've never done a powerlifting meet. I've never done a bodybuilding show. One day I might, but that being said, I take my training super seriously and it's the first thing that is on my like agenda for the day. So yes, I'm looking at my schedule for my clients, but more importantly, I'm looking at my day to see when I'm going to the gym and how long I have, you know, what lifts I need to prioritize to get that time done. And that is how the athlete brain is working. So if your goal is to, because like, listen, bodybuilders are the best clients in the world because they will throw nothing but money at whatever they need to make that win happen. If they want to be a professional bodybuilder and they want to get sponsored and all of that stuff, they will make it work. Yeah. Like it's amazing what they will do. So, and they will follow a program beautifully. The thing is you have to understand that the lifting is coming first. Their macros are coming second. And like, so you have to give them a program that is manageable. So that's one of the first questions I will talk to once I do my consult and find out what's going on and get the full picture. That's one of the first things I'll find out. Cause some people really like me, I love having a four-step routine in the evening, but some people don't want to bother with that. So I'm going to ask like how lazy are you? And my thing I tell all my athletes, I'm a lazy girl skin person. I will wash my face in the shower. And then I usually mix all my serums together and put it on. And then I'll also say, like, if all you got to do this day was wash your face, then that's a win. Like, that's great. So that's the big thing, though, is I find out what their training schedule is like. Where are they at in their, like, competing? Are they a bodybuilder? Are they a power lifter? Are they a serious golfer? Are they, you know, like, whatever it is it tennis, whatever? So and then I find out where their training schedule is. So, like, are you lifting at 4 a.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m.? What's the training schedule? And then I need to know what their life is like. Like, do you have kids? Do you carpool? Do you have, like, you know, are you a single girl with dogs? Like, you know, what is your life like? But that's the biggest thing is you have to realize, like, their skin is, like, maybe third or fourth down on the list. Yes, they're committed, but not as committed as they are to lifting and making sure they're hitting their steps and their macros.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So once you have that understanding of their lifestyle, what they're committed to, so on and so forth, how do you recommend coming up with treatment plans in partnership with them?
So depending on where they're at and they're competing, if they're in their off season, then that's when I tell them to be aggressive in their treatments and be aggressive in what they're choosing to do because their body is more prepared for healing at that point. If they're moving into their prep or they're in the middle of a prep, once you get to like about 2 to 3 months into a show prep, most people's preps are between 3 and 6 months, sometimes a little longer. But once they're getting down into that 1700 calorie a day mark and they're calorie burn is really high, I always just say, like, let's focus on hydration and getting out as much acne as we can. Yeah. Very superficial, like enzyme or lactic peels, because the body is smarter than you are. And it's great to do deep depth peels and microneedling, but you're way too sensitive. The fat content in their skin isn't there to handle it. And yeah, their body isn't going to heal as well as it could. So if they're in their off season, then I want to find out how aggressive they want to be. Like, how much money do they want to spend? Cause I'll say, like, you know, if someone has aggressive acne clearing and they're in their off season, I'll ask like, okay, what's your budget? Like, can you handle $300 to $400 a month on this? Can you handle more? Can you handle less? Mm-hmm. And then based on what they like can handle, then I will kind of tailor where I go from there.
Yeah. I love that. That's fantastic. Yes.
Hey, real quick, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Spa Strong podcast. If you love this podcast, we can't wait for you to check out our YouTube channel.
On our YouTube channel, we have so many videos for you. First of all, you'll be able to see the video recordings of our podcast. You'll be able to see amazing how-tos and get to know us a little bit more through our weekly vlogs. So head over to YouTube, follow us at the Spa Strong channel, and we can't wait for you to check out our fun and amazing videos over there.
No, and I think that that's so important, again, to pay attention to not only what they're doing right now today in their athletic routine, but where are they in their entire trajectory? Are they prepping for something? Are they coming off of something? Like, all of that's so important to take into consideration. And I think that by creating this space where you're aware and you want to understand where they are in their competitions and so on, that they're going to trust you more. They're going to feel more committed to doing what you recommend to them because they can tell that you have their best interest and their lifestyle at heart. Instead of just, I mean, just like what you said earlier, like instead of you just saying, oh, well, let's do microneedling because I like doing microneedling and it's my most profitable service, you're paying attention. Is this actually going to benefit you right now? And so then when you do recommend microneedling later on, they're going to want to do it because they know that it's the right time, that it's the right service for them to be doing, and that you, again, have their best interests at heart. So building that trust and connection is massive.
Well, and I think like with athletes, it's really important, like, especially if they're a seasoned competitor, they're not thinking, you know, they're not thinking in this small window of time right now. Like they're thinking like I have 16 months of an off season to build as much muscle and push as much weight before I go into my prep. And they are counting down and rushing to get to that point. So like, and when they're coming out of their prep, they know I've got 12 weeks probably before my period comes back and before I'm at a good amount of food. And like, I feel like I'm a human again, not that I'm just like a zombie walking through life, because that's what people in prep feel like. They feel like they're dead. So I always am finding out, like I have one girl that she just competed. It's been about 12 weeks now. And I told her, she came up to me in the gym and I was like, until your period comes back, we're not doing anything because there's no point in doing it. It's not going to be helpful to you. So that's a big thing, is where I find out where they're at. I'll tell them, they come in, if they're, you know, at the beginning of a prep, I'll be like, okay, for the next 12 weeks, we're going to do hydrating facials and work on getting congestion taken care of. You're going to go through your prep. And then I can lay it out for the next year for them, you know? So 3 months, we're doing this. 2 months post show, we're going to do this, you know, 7 months post show, then we can start peels and microneedling.
Yeah. Nice. I love it.
And as we're talking about it, what I'm thinking is, if so many other people took the same approach as you did, even maybe not even with athletes, but knowing that other things will come first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so many beauty professionals get caught up in thinking that they are first. Mm-hmm. And so I love just the whole aspect in your whole thought process is dealing with athletes. You can take that motto and use it with anybody else. It seems like it would really work well for anybody.
Yeah, because these
are and even for me, that's like, I mean, I don't always lead a lifestyle that my skin can come first. Like I was a single mom for a long time. I have two kids. My husband's in the military. I just recently moved, but I was commuting an hour each way back and forth from work and school. And my kids are in activities and like, I want to have a social life. So it's like, you know, you have to do whatever's sustainable is what's going to win. So if you set your client up, it doesn't matter what their lifestyle is, but if they're an athlete, if they're a stay-at-home mom, if they're, you know, a truck driver, it doesn't matter what their lifestyle is. But if you set them up with a 15-step routine, knowing that that's too much for them, knowing that it's too overwhelming, like you have to meet them where they're at. Like, yes, someone can be completely sick of what their skin looks like and want to work on pigmentation and want to work on anti-aging, but it's also intimidating and overwhelming. So if you don't meet them where they're at and remember that this isn't their priority for most people, it's an exercise in insanity, because you're just going to get frustrated and then they're going to just tell everyone, well, I did 8 rounds of microneedling and it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, did your esthetician talk to you first about what your lifestyle was even like before she suggested doing 8 rounds of microneedling?
Right. Right. So, exactly.
And you just have to be willing to walk away from money right now, maybe less money right now, I think, to make that bigger end goal.
Yes.
So it's like, if I want someone to do a series of PRP microneedling, but I know they're not going to see the results that they could see right now, I'm going to tell them that and be honest with them. And if they still want to go for it, great. I'll take your money all day long. But if you're not completely happy, I did warn you.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the thing, is you have to be willing to be honest with them and say no to that extra money right this minute. And then you're going to gain a way longer term client that's going to spend way more money with you overall.
Yeah. Ethical sales.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Thank you. Yes. It's so important to remember this. Nikki, this has been absolutely amazing. We've loved hearing your thoughts, your expertise in this area. What final thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I would just say, like, whether you're an athlete or not, like, tapping into that athlete market is an excellent place to be. It's that they're the kindest group of people. They are all about self-care, and they will be your best clients. They're your best referral source. Like, so don't be intimidated to go into the gym and solicit your services, whether you go in there or not as a person. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated, because it's a great place to be.
I love it. That's fantastic.
So how can people hear more from you, reach you? Yeah.
I'm really big on social media. Like, I love being on my stories. I love sharing and teaching. I'm always happy to share what I know with other estheticians. So DMing me on Instagram is super helpful. If you like are more focused on just the aesthetic stuff, my aesthetics page, Helton House Aesthetics, I post on there almost every single day. Nice. And then on TikTok, I have my Helts the Nick account.
Yeah.
And I do a little bit of everything on there. I do skin, I do makeup, I do family. But I love kind of showing all of those aspects on TikTok as well.
Awesome. So we will definitely link those two accounts down in the episode notes. So for those of y'all who have been listening today, if you want to follow Nikki, we highly recommend that you do. So follow her. The information's there. Okay, wonderful. Nikki, thank you for sharing your time with us today. You are absolutely incredible. We've loved hearing from you, and thank you for being
here. Thank you, guys. I'm so glad I got to be on the podcast.
It was so fun. Yes. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. And we will see you in the next episode.